This is Passport to Texas. Tussling with alligators isn't just for reality TV.
Typically, anything that's under about 7 feet in length, we capture from a boat. The real small ones, like the hatchlings, you can grab with your hands. They're pretty harmless.
The bigger ones take more caution, finesse, and duct tape, says 25-year-old Cord Eversole, a graduate student at A&M Kingsville.
We're real fortunate to be able to be involved in a study looking at reproduction in particular and how drought affects hatching success of the eggs.
He studies the reptiles in his role as a research assistant at the Caesar Clayburgh Wildlife Research Institute.
A large majority of our data was collected through mark recapture, and so we tagged roughly about 250 alligators at Brazos Bend State Park and then captured a year later so that we could look at how much they had grown in a year's time and how the data that we gathered differs from data that was gathered in other parts of their range throughout the United States.
And thus far, his data reveals something rather unexpected, and we'll hear about that tomorrow. We record our series at the Block House in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.